Chapter 2, Taming the Tongue. Warring with the Tongue. Scripture takes verbal aggression as seriously as physical aggression. Consider this passage from the apocryphal Deuterocanonical book of Sirach. The blow of a whip raises a welt, but a blow of the tongue crushes the bones. Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have fallen because of the tongue. Happy is the man who is protected from it, who has not been exposed to its anger, who has not borne its yoke, and has not been bound with its fetters. For its yoke is a yoke of iron, and its fetters are fetters of bronze. Its death is an evil death, and Hades is preferable to it. Sirach 28:17-21. Sirach clearly states the point also made in Proverbs and Psalms. Not only is verbal aggression as serious and dangerous as physical aggression, but at times it is even more lethal and more to be dreaded. Just as Scripture teaches us much about physical aggression, so it also teaches us about verbal aggression. Verbal aggression is all speech used with the intent of harming another. Scripture teaches about five main types of verbal aggression. Number one, cursing. Calling upon a supernatural power to bring harm on another. Exodus 21:17, 22:28, and Leviticus 19:14. Number two, reviling. Insulting and hurling verbal abuse at another. 1 Corinthians 5:11, 6:9-10. Number three, guile. Using deceitful and misleading words to cloak malicious intentions. Psalm 10, verse 7, 52, verses 1 through 4, 105, verse 5 and 7, and Romans 1, 29 to 31, 1 Peter 2, 1, 2, 22 to 23, and 3, 9 through 10. Number 4, bearing false witness, testifying falsely in a court of law to another's harm, Exodus 22, verse 16, Proverbs 19, verses 5 and 9, and 25 verse 18. Number 5, slander. Speaking evil of another, usually to third parties. Exodus 23 verses 1 through 3. Leviticus 19 verse 16. Numbers 12 verses 1 through 3 and verse 8. James 4 verses 11 through 12. 1 Peter 2 verse 1. These are all ways of using our speech to damage another's reputation, break his or her confidence, and even cause the person material loss. Each act of verbal aggression ruptures personal relationships and leads to mistrust, malice, and resentment. Of these five forms of tongue warfare, the last one, slander, is of special importance, at least for most of us. Cursing, reviling, guile, and bearing false witness are all easy for us to detect in ourselves. They are like bulky cannons that we roll out for the big kill. Slander, on the other hand, is far more subtle, more often undetected, and much more common among Yeshua followers. It is a weapon that many of us use, not recognizing that we are drawing blood. Therefore, we will devote the present chapter to slander, what it is, what Scripture teaches about it, and what we should do about it.